This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. You're listening to supporters celebrating the swearing-in yesterday of one of two men who claimed to be the newly elected president of Ivory Coast. They were attending the inauguration of Laurent Gbagbo, who has been president for the past decade. But his rival, Alassane Ouattara, has submitted a rival presidential oath. This follows a disputed election last weekend. The African Union has dispatched a former president of South Africa to mediate the crisis. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin is in Abidjan, and she joins us. Ophébia, I'm terribly confused. It sounds so confusing. Explain what's going on.
Well, we have two presidents here in Ivory Coast, Leanne. Both men have declared themselves president. Both say they have been sworn in. Let me start with Laurent Gbagbo, who has been at the helm in this country for the past 10 years. And during that time, he has overseen a rebellion, a civil war, and the division of the country. Now, Gbagbo is not supported by the international community. They say he has not won the election, including Washington, the UN Secretary General, even the regional West African community. But he was sworn in yesterday anyway, and he says he is fed up of interference by foreign powers.
Ce dernier jour, j'ai noté des cas graves d'ingérence. Je souhaite que les uns et les autres se ressaisissent.
He said, these last few days, I've noted some serious cases of interference. I hope people will control themselves because we didn't ask anyone to come and run our country. He said, the organization and publication of election results is for us to organize. Our sovereignty is something I'm going to defend. So he's putting the international community on guard.
So, Ophébia, what is the rival camp saying?
Alassane Ouattara, a former prime minister here in Ivory Coast and an international economist, says he is the duly and truly elected president of Ivory Coast. And he has the backing of certainly the Western powers and certainly the White House. He went ahead and said he has submitted his oath of office and held a news conference yesterday. And here's what he had to say to everyone.
Je voudrais dire à mes compatriotes que cette élection est historique.
Leanne, Alassane Ouattara was pretty businesslike. He says he is the new president. He also said, I'd like to say to you, my compatriots, that this election was historic and we're proud of it. But, he added, unfortunately, the last few days have been difficult. He says this is a brief period, but I want to tell you that Ivory Coast is now in very good hands.
And as I mentioned in my introduction, the former South African president, Thabo Mbeki, has been sent to Ivory Coast by the African Union to mediate. He's there now. What do you think he'll be able to achieve?
Many Ivorians don't see him as totally unbiased. He has been involved in mediation here in Ivory Coast before. Alassane Ouattara's camp felt that he was too close to President Gbagbo. There's actually a regional West African mediator, the president of Burkina Faso, who was here as recently as last Saturday on the eve of the election, who's been trying to hold everything together. But the African Union obviously feels that it has to step in, and that is why it has sent Mbeki. But Leanne, many people on the ground, as well as diplomats, are saying this is going to be a tough, tough nut to crack.
NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin speaking to us from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thank you, Ophébia.
Always a pleasure.